Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And as we talk Lynx basketball here on Late Night, we will bring Sloan Martin, WCCO Radio's own, into the conversation. She also happens to be the play-by-play voice for the Minnesota Lynx. Sloan, I haven't talked to you in a while, so Happy New Year to you. How you been?
I've been doing good, Henry. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing pretty good, and I just love the news that broke earlier today. It's awesome news from the perspective of you always like to see people that work extremely hard get their due. And I think that and I'm a basketball fan, number one, anyway, and I've always supported the women's game for many, many years. When I was in college at Morehouse College in Atlanta, I had a couple of friends from the local scene here that they went on to play college basketball at the University of Georgia, which at that time was one of the top tier, was one of the top five programs in the country. Stanford's always been good. Tennessee was always good. But Georgia and Coach Landers was always a good program. And my friends Tracy Henderson and Brandy Decker, they would go on to, in their 4 years at the University of Georgia, they played in three Final Fours, which is pretty awesome, right? So I would always travel and go up to Athens and support them and watch their games. And I cared about women's basketball when a lot of other of my peers, male peers, didn't care as much. And so when you had, you know, the two leagues that were ushered in the late 90s and then eventually kind of merged into one with the WNBA, I just love the fact that now we have a landmark day in which I feel like, and I don't want it to end here, but I like the news that broke today that with this new collective bargaining agreement, they've raised the average salaries to six figures for the first time, and you're going to see ranges from $130,000 to $500,000 for the top players. I just love that news breaking earlier today for the league.
Yeah, I saw the email and the official announcement right as I was walking out the door to go to the bus, and I just felt so elated. And everything that I've seen today, you know, especially on social media where I follow so many people who are ingrained in women's basketball, players, coaches, media members, broadcasters, fans, just people who dedicate so much of their energy to this sport and growing this game, and seeing so much positivity was really encouraging to me throughout the day. We still don't know the entire document just yet, and we're still learning about kind of other details of what's happening. But I think what is most transcendent, really, is the best word for this CBA, is that it was the league and owners listening to the players and listening to these women. The fervor around equality and pay equality is just too much to ignore. I think they did the right thing. They hit on so many special spots that needed to be addressed. But when you have soccer and hockey and track and field and other sports, these women athletes speaking up and trying to get what they deserve for the time and effort and talent that they have and put in, this was really the culmination of that. And I think everyone involved should be really proud.
And I think the biggest thing about it, Sloan, and you probably agree with me on this, is that it should always be about advancing the game, right? It's you know, you never want to go backwards. And we know that all leagues have tough times from one maybe decade to another, or from one year to another. But the bottom line is I feel like right now you got phenomenal players playing in the WNBA, and we should always be about advancing the game to the next level.
That's exactly right. The standard of play right now is so incredibly high. And if you are a Hoops fan and not paying attention, you really are way behind the eight ball and also just missing out on entertainment yourself. But you see it even in the high school game now. And we're exposed to it more because I see Instagram accounts, the different blogs who are kind of at these games. But you watch highlights of Paige Beckers at Hopkins, and it literally knocks your socks off to see the kind of talent. So this CBA is also thinking about girls and women like Paige and what this league is going to be like by the time that they get there. The thing that I really like about this CBA is you talk about, you know, bettering the game. It's not just about compensation. It's also about quality of life.
Yes.
No charter flights here. That was really not a super feasible option at this point in the league's history, which is, again, only since 1997. So we're still in the infancy here, especially compared to other men's leagues. So no charter flights here, but they are going to get mandatory extra leg space. We're talking about full salaries for women who are becoming mothers. That wasn't guaranteed before for every team. We're talking about mental health services as well. So many other factors went into making this such a high quality CBA for every player involved.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that, because I was about to, that was where I was about to go next. Improved travel and marketing opportunities, fully paid salary on maternity leave, among other changes. I feel like the people in the offices for the WNBA, they truly get it. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, whenever you have a movement and you're trying to move in a positive direction in the future with everything that you're trying to do, there's always going to be those that had to sacrifice and go through some things for the next, you know, string of players to maybe, you know, reap the benefits of that. And I think one of the key things here is that when you look at all of this, when Breanna Stewart, when she got injured having to play overseas, because typically that's what the women players have to do. They have to play overseas to make a lot more money, you know, over the course of their careers to, you know, be able to play in the WNBA to supplement their salaries. When she ended up getting injured and she could not play last year, I think that absolutely, in some way, shape, or form, probably got the ball rolling as to how impactful all of this should be in terms of paying the players the money that they should be getting paid.
I think you're exactly right about that, because she is a superstar and she is someone who makes the league a lot of money, because she won 4 straight championships at UConn. Everyone knows about her entire career. She had just been coming off a WNBA championship and an MVP, and then you lose her. So it really felt like that was something that the league just could not, if they wanted to. This is under a new commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, who is a college player herself. She played under Notre Dame head coach Muffet McGraw at Lehigh and was an executive at Deloitte. So she has that basketball and business experience. And she has been, I just wanted to point out, just really impressive in this entire negotiation process and just communicating what the league is trying to do and really putting a positive message out there. But I think what they are trying to do also, you're talking about playing overseas, I think they are trying to weed some of that out a little bit. The way it is right now in this new CBA, there is going to be, once you get past year 3, there will be penalties or even a suspension, some kind of penalty when you show up to training camp late. They don't want the WNBA to be an afterthought that's just kind of stuck in there in the summer around that off-season schedule that pays you more overseas. So they want players to come back here. They're adding 2 games to the season. They're adding incentives like an in-season tournament called the Commissioner's Cup that will also have cash incentives into it, but also league marketing agreements like you mentioned. And I also think about someone like Christy Tolliver, who's an assistant coach for the Washington Wizards, also plays for the Washington Mystics. She was only allowed to make $10,000 from that coaching job for the Wizards under the previous CBA, and that will not be a problem anymore. So just the opportunities abound, even these off-season opportunities with league partners looking for that after basketball job opportunity. It just seems like they hit so many different facets here.
We're talking to the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Lynx, Sloan Martin, here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline on Lake Night News Talk 830 WCCO. So much great news, and even bigger news for the Minnesota Lynx today. Also, the return of, well, Katie Smith. We all know her and love her. She was, to me, in terms of like my first crush in terms of a Lynx player, like she was such a phenomenal basketball player for the Minnesota Lynx. She returns as an assistant coach. Your thoughts on that?
Well, she helped put this franchise on the map very early on in since it's been created. She was just a superstar in this league, and she's a Naismith Hall of Famer, and there is no denying the credentials that she has. There's, you know, some people you'll see on social media, fans, observers of the league, who wish that she had maybe gotten a little bit of a longer opportunity in New York. She coached, she was the head coach there for 2 years, but she goes way back with Cheryl Reeve. Cheryl Reeve is on the staff with Bill Laimbeer, yes, the former Detroit Bad Boy, with the Detroit Shock, and Katie Smith played on that team. So there's that connection there under the Bill Laimbeer coaching tree. And then you are getting someone who is, you know, what a lot of people think is a very capable and very good head coach on your staff, someone who's an all-time player in this league, and again, a Naismith Hall of Famer. So you take that expertise, that familiarity, the success she's had on the court, and taking it into her coaching career, that this should be very, very exciting for the Lynx.
No question about it. Well, Sloan, we appreciate the time tonight. Awesome stuff as always, and we appreciate you hopping on late night.
Yeah, thanks, Henry, and thanks for talking to WNBA.
Absolutely. All right, take care. That's Sloan Martin hanging out with us, a Lynx play-by-play voice, and our own here at WCCO. She's joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.